Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Friend to the room, family member.
Yes, sir.
You know I'm the fourth member.
The fourth member of the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, no, I'm
Gunplay.
Hey, man, was him.
Congratulations, the album.
Yeah, man. Living legend.
Finally.
Hey, man, you got a copy, man. Hey, man, did you steal it or did you buy it?
No, I bought mine. I don't know why Def Jam give out hard copies. I got mine on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Then we can stop having Gunplay come up here and asking him, so when is the album going to come out?
Yeah, finally. You know what I'm saying? It feels real good. Focused. Long enough and stayed out of jail long enough.
Thank God.
Is that all it really took?
Stay out of jail. I swear.
Did they give you say, hey, if you just stay out for a year, if you show us you can stay out for a year, we got you.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but you got signed while you were on the run.
Yeah. That's
normally sucked. People get dropped then.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think everything happens for a reason, and you know, I didn't get a chance to bask in my glory of having a. Getting your advance and going shopping and lawyer, bail, mama, take the rest. I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
I heard you say that on the album. You said you took your advance and bail, a lawyer, and you bought a gun.
Yeah.
What you said.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Expensive gun.
Now, you kept it short, 11 songs.
Yeah.
That's honestly how I like my album. What made you know, go that route? Keep it short. Especially being that it was such a, you know, it took a while to do.
Yeah, because, you know, nowadays, you know, people's attention span is like a 5-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you don't want to have 17 songs and they might not even get to the 10th one. You know what I'm saying? So that's in and out like a robbery, man.
And you put the 11 best songs because sometimes people just try to fill it up. And
I just took a few songs that I had already, recorded some new ones, and just wanted to paint the picture of a living legend.
Now, Dog Days, you know, with Mass Pike Miles, that's one of my favorite records on there. Is that an old record or was that new or what?
That was a new one.
Okay.
Produced by the Morris Brothers, Onassis. And it just had to dig deep right quick and pull that about me, you know what I'm saying, to put that on that record, you know what I'm saying? So I sounded upset and a little upset, you know what I mean?
I felt like, yo, your best days are ahead of you, Gunplay.
We're going to leave that right there, though. You know, we think about the future on the next album. I'm already working on the next album. I don't even know what it's called yet, but I know I'm working on it.
What was Rick Ross's involvement with this album?
He just gave me the okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's so he wasn't in the studio. And the reason I asked is because when we first seen Ross, when he first came out, we just always seen the crazy dread light-skinned guy on the side. So you was always with him. So now it's kind of stepping out, branching out on your own. And
yeah.
Was he involved? Because now you're moving on your own. It's no longer moving with Ross.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I followed his blueprint. Mm-hmm. And I seen, you know, what the keys to success. And, you know, he's confident that I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So he, you know, I of course, I run things by him. Like, what you think about this? What you think about that? And, you know, he don't want to actually name the album Living Legend.
Really?
Called me up. I was taking the shit. He called
Great
me up. Play. Just beat the case. I'm like, what's up? What's happening? He like, man, out here on these streets, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? They looking at you like a pock, man. For real, man. You done came back for some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, you name your album Living Legend. I'm like, bingo, got you. Living Legend, you damn right. And that goes for anybody that's been through similar or worse, mm-hmm. and rise above it. And still shine. They are living legends. Single moms is living legends. You know what I'm saying?
So if you ever taken an ish, make sure you answer the phone because it could be some good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Stally's also on the album. He produced that song also?
No. Mighty Joe. Mm-hmm. Mighty Joe something. Yeah, Mighty Joe. Shout out Mighty Joe, man. He produced that track. I laid the hook to that. Like, when I heard the song, he was playing some beats for me. I heard the song. I just said, let me drop that hook right quick. Mm-hmm. Went in the booth. Dropped the hook and I just kept it in the tuck, you know what I'm saying? And then I figured it was time to put it out.
Any song about smoking is great with Currency on it too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Smoke one.
Now lead a game. You got a phone call from your mom Dukes.
Yeah.
Right before that record. Was that a real call? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I said, Mom, just call me and I'm gonna be in the booth, just, you know what I mean? The song is called Leave the Game.
Right.
She was like, I could do that. I can handle that. You know what I'm saying? She just gave me some, you know, she knows I'm tough.
All right.
I'm strong. I'm strong-minded. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to put my mom on every album. You know what I'm saying? Because I took her through hell. You know what I'm saying? I think she deserves some recognition. You know what I'm saying? Not just rapping about it, but I have a really on my album.
How often do you get those G calls from moms and G checks?
Oh, man. Not anymore like that. She just wanted to, you know, make sure I'm alive and I ain't in jail now. She just, you know, called me. I'm just checking on you, you know what I'm saying? Them calls stopped a long time ago, man, since I've been focused, you know what I'm saying?
Where?
Yeah.
Now, I was watching your Living Legend series that you did, and you were talking about getting paid $250 for shows when you first started and how hard it was for you to leave the streets because you wasn't making no money doing music.
Right.
So what was the biggest check you got after that that made you be like, okay, I could finally leave the street stuff alone?
Was when I got my Triple C advance. Mm-hmm. It was a nice little piece of change. I ran through it. It was gone like 2 months.
What'd you buy?
I didn't even remember. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I was just out there just throwing it up, doing what I do best, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. I wasn't focused on the future. It's so many mistakes, so many poor decisions that I made that, you know what I'm saying, it's coming back to haunt me now, but it's also, you know, a stepping stone and a learning, something, you know, I could learn from so I know not to make that mistake again, like invest in yourself, you know what I'm saying? I made that mistake with Roland, you know, the record, you know, got on tour and I effed off that money too.
He was rolling.
I fuck up some money, man. I could fuck a check up.
Commas,
I'm telling you, I will, yo, commas.
So what's different now? When you said invest in yourself, what's different now?
So you mean like you wish you had took your own money and put it in the rolling instead of waiting on the label?
Definitely should have put the money. Yeah, I told him that.
That was a huge song.
I ain't care. I just, man, I'm buy a new car. I'm going to fly this bitch in. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much, man.
Flying a girl in is kind of investing in yourself, though.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Not when it's local girls and you don't got to fly nobody in.
That's an investment for my nuts.
My goodness.
Now, I feel like you always come with the right record. Even on this album, you got the What's Happening Nowhere YG. I do feel like sometimes it's not enough push behind said tune, though.
Yeah, you know, that's cool. I just want, you know, I just want, when I put out this album, I wasn't going for the commercial notoriety like that, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to make sure I fed the streets. They've been waiting for this album forever.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to make sure I gave them a solid body of work. And, you know, next album, I think I'm really going to think about the commercial side of the business.
You
better
do a record with Chris Brown, man?
Yeah, I'll do a record with Chris Breezy and, you know, while he's skating on the thing, on the hoverboard thing. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know, I'm just glad to put out the record, man, you know what I'm saying? And the streets been loving it, you know what I mean? Getting a lot of good feedback on the streets. That's all that mattered to me, man. As long as the streets effing with it, you already know.
Now, blood on the dope.
Just don't get no blood on the motherfucking dope.
What exactly does that mean for those who haven't heard the record?
Well, you know what I mean? The record is called Blood on the Dope, featuring me, Yo Gotti, and my artist, PJK. I basically put them up on a lick. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, man, he got two workers in there, got some cocaine, got $100,000 in fell. Go grab that. You know what I'm saying? He down bad. He need the lick. You know what I'm saying? Put him up on it. I set it up. He executed it. And whatchamacallit? Yo Gotti came and mopped it up. You know what I'm saying? And it's a dope record. The video's crazy, too.
So just don't get no blood on the dope, man, when you shoot him. Yeah, don't shoot him near the dope.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, take what you want. Tie the ass up.
Yeah.
Don't get no blood on that motherfucker.
You think it's a lane for street rap still?
No.
You said no?
Nah.
Why you say that?
Look at the climate of the industry right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They pushing us out more and more and more, pushing us away from in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care. I'm gonna be street for life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cater to those that can relate to me. You know, shout out to Meek Mill, 2 number one spots. I mean, you know what I mean? Two weeks in a row, you know what I'm saying? That's a street rapper. Mm-hmm. So that gives us hope. That give me hope. That give, you know what I mean? Anybody out there doing their thing in the streets, and you ain't got to wear funny clothes. You ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, be talking funny. You ain't got to rap like the next man just to, you know what I'm saying, get a spin or two. You know what I'm saying? So... you know, I rock with it, man. Screech back.
I asked that question, though, because I was talking, some little kid was on Twitter, and he was saying, I think it was Troy Ave he was talking about, I can't relate to Troy Ave because he talk about all that drug dealing and yada, yada, yada. So it's like a lot of these kids didn't grow up around that.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They square lane, you know what I'm saying? And We're not downing them for that. Go listen to a Squame. When you want to get into some street shit, you start smoking your first blunt, you come listen to Gunplay.
But it's good, though. It's good.
Snort your first line, you come listen to Gunplay.
All right, we're not going to start good.
It is, it is good, though, that a lot of kids aren't going towards the street life, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. And they better pay homage because we paved the motherfucking way.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go do the street shit. You could be a square.
What did you think of the little skirmish between Meek and Drake?
It's none of my business. Ain't none of my business, my brother. I just glad there ain't nobody die. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm tired of going to funerals. I'm tired of RIPing, man. So, you know, it's good for hip-hop. Just don't want anybody to get hurt. And it's none of my business.
We had Uncle Luke up here yesterday, and he was saying the whole MMG should be responding. He said, that's how it was back in the day. You just one member of the crew, the whole crew ride.
Yeah, I think he was saying like when Jay-Z was beefing with Nas, the whole Rockefeller.
But see, we a different kind of breed. We a different kind of label. We're not going to rap that shit. We're going to come see you. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So come on, y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna sit there and tongue wrestle with no motherfucker, man. I'm finna come see about you.
Right.
I'm gonna do my homework. I'm gonna lay, and that's it.
But battle's good for hip hop.
Yeah, cool. Just don't call my name. Just say my name. I won't come back with a diss record. Mm. Shots fired.
You can rap though.
I don't give a that shit. You're not gonna try to slander me or pick my character apart on a record for these motherfucking lames out here listening to it back and forth and make memes on it. Hey, man, look, you see, now fuck that. You gonna see, hey, man, shots fired, motherfuckers is down. Holy shit. That's on everything, man, for real.
Now, how important is writing your rhymes? Because that's how the whole situation started, because you used to ghostwrite for people.
Yeah.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. I don't know if I want.
That's,
okay.
That's what a ghostwriter does.
Yeah.
You know, but I, you know, it's hip hop is in a whole nother chamber right now. Mm-hmm. This is not about that no more. It's pop now. Hip pop. That's what it is. And you know what I'm saying? If somebody don't write their raps, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. When it comes out at the end of the day, you don't go to McDonald's and be like, yo, who cooked that?
Right.
You just buy the sandwich, you Big Mac, you eat the Big Mac. Y'all like the Big Mac, man. It tastes great. I'm going to go back again. Nobody cares. Hey, man, you the one cooked that shit? Hey, man. Hey, you didn't wash your hands. Mm. Nah, nobody going to give no fuck, man. These kids, man, they just found out what a Ghost Rider was just now.
So what made you want to come to the forefront? Why did you say Ghost Rider? Get paid? You ain't got to worry about the fame?
They called me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I live for entertaining people. You know what I'm saying? I like on my shows, I entertain. You know what I'm saying? I just don't hold a mic. And I like to entertain people. I like people to be, you know what I mean? Just the energy and shit like that. So, you know, that's why I did my thing.
You plan to do a tour for this album?
Yeah, I was supposed to be on the little Dirk tour. Mm-hmm. But a few things going on with whatever. But you know what I mean? We're working it out.
You still having legal trouble?
I'm on probation.
Okay.
For a dope charge in Atlanta. Like, after I beat the case, what a donkey.
Oh, you had caught another charge?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, dog. That's what I'm saying, man.
You left all that behind you.
I did. I mean, I got comfortable. Mm. Beat the case. Yeah, fuck that. Teflon Don. Why they going to the airport? Boy, I got some motherfucking Molly in my bag. Hey, excuse me, sir. Can you step to the side and search your bag? I'm like, on today? Why? Why today? And I had some Molly in there.
You forgot it was in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in. I had like 1,600 in ones, and it was like I tucked it in there somewhere. Yeah. And they went through all the ones. Like, what was this?
Man, oh, I probably man. Get thrown
ice. Out. Ice. I'm like, ice? What the f*** is ice? It's Molly. No, nigga, that's meth. I got charged with methamphetamine, man.
Goodness gracious.
So everybody talk about this Molly shit. Boy, y'all snorting meth, man. Y'all popping meth. Don't get it twisted.
But that's how ecstasy was. Ecstasy was just all a bunch of different stuff put together. But hey, they lied us and said Molly was the purest form of
my
MDMA.
That shit is methamphetamines. Fuck out of here.
Did the case got dropped? Or was it over or no?
Nah, I got 3 years probation by this shit. It was a 3 years prison or 3 years papers.
You're like, I'll take the probation.
$15,000 later.
Now, you've always had no problem expressing your love for drugs. You know what I'm saying? On the new album, you got the white bitch.
White bitch, yeah.
You even got the skit where you snorting. How much of that right
no,
now?
No, I did. I was cooking, man.
It looked like.
I was cooking crack. Yeah, I wasn't snorting nothing, man. I was cooking, man. I was cooking up. You know what I'm saying? I was doing it like the fast trap way where you just dump it in the cup, woo-woo-woo, put it in the microwave, heat it up, hit the fork with that motherfucker, make sure that shit stick to the fork, woo-woo-woo, and then you know what you're working with. You know okay. what I'm saying? That's that real trap. You know what I'm saying?
How much of that is for entertainment now, and how much, like, do you still dabble?
I don't do shit.
It's all for entertainment. He's on probation.
I'm boring as hell.
It's all entertainment.
Boring as hell. I don't do shit. I play fight night. I go fishing. I go boar hunting.
I seen you fishing the other day.
Yeah,
man.
I go on boar hunting, too. I kill pigs.
Okay.
Pigs. I kill pigs.
You like the big game hunting.
Yeah, man.
You and that dentist would have been out there killing them lions in Zimbabwe.
Oh, man. That's crazy. King of the jungle. I'm the king. Nah, but I like big game hunting, big game fishing. You know what I'm saying? Just that's different. You know what I mean? Nobody in hip-hop's doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to go for a pilot for my show, My Wild Life. Doing all that. Mm-hmm.
So like on some Discovery.
Stabbing alligators. Yeah. Might get bit. I might let myself get bit for ratings one time. Nah, I'm bullshit. No.
That actually would be a dope idea. You could be like the newest that dude who got killed.
Crocodile
Steve Irwin.
Lady.
Crocodile. No. Was that him?
He gonna compare me to a dead motherfucker.
No, you know what I'm talking about? Remember you got hit with the stingray in his chest?
That was yeah. Crocodile Dundee.
That was,
no, it wasn't no
Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile
is not,
Dundee.
That's a movie.
Okay, that's a movie, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. My
God
bad.
Bless the dead for
was,
homeboy, because
fucking
dog legacy up, man. Damn.
Now, yeah, Uncle Luke, like I told you, Uncle Luke was here. He also said that he wishes the Miami artists that are on would put more artists from Miami on.
I'm the first artist from Miami that's signed a record deal and put out an album mm-hmm. from another artist from Miami.
Right. Mm-hmm.
First time in history. Mm-hmm. So this is a very important album. Don't get it twisted. Everybody paved the way, but nobody reached back. You know what I'm saying? And Rosé is the first Miami rapper to put on another Miami rapper and get a record deal and put out an album. So this is a very big day for Miami. Miami, let's church up. Let's get this money.
Do you think Miami has a sound? Because that was another thing he was talking about, that Miami used to have a sound, but there's no distinct Miami sound.
There is. You know what I'm saying? It's called that juke music. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, oh no, shout out to Des Lock. You know what I'm saying? Piccolo. Oh no, you can't stop my vibe. Oh no, 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 no. We got vibes down there, but it's not commercial. Mm-hmm. It's just for Miami. It's, you know what I'm saying? Hoes Wu-Tang with it. It's called Wu-Tang. They mm-hmm. do their Wu-Tang dance and shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a whole nother culture of music, but it don't get commercialized. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's there. It's there, but it's just it ain't getting the light. You know what I'm saying?
You feel like the real Miami's being represented?
Yeah, with Ross.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like my favorite album that Ross did was this last one, Hood Billionaire, when he really went in depth about Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like Wayne Parker. You know what I'm saying? Bo Diddley. You know what I'm saying? Like Booby, Black Boy. You know what I'm saying? It's just he went in. He wasn't just rapping. Like I could relate to him. I know who he talking about. I met these people. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And he really held it down for Miami with this one, with Hood Billionaire. But Living Legend is in stores right now.
Living
that.
Legend is in stores right now. We appreciate you joining
hey,
us.
Hey, I stole a copy.
I took a
razor blade.
You're on probation right now, so you ain't steal a copy. You borrowed a copy.
You borrowed a copy from the store. It's yours, technically. So you can walk away
now
with
I
it.
Got a razor blade, right? And I did like this. I went to the barcode. I cut the barcode out just like he did. Look, see?
Right.
See?
How much of yourself are you policing nowadays or making sure you don't go too crazy?
Boy, every time I step out the house or step out the door, man, do I have anything on me? In my little pocket? Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
what that is?
A Quaalude?
A Quaalude. That ain't no day. He playing. That ain't nothing.
Ain't enough. He played
he's got, ain't
he
nothing.
Played too much, man.
It's BC powder.
Oh, okay, what? You have a headache.
You know that BC powder?
But when you have a headache.
When you have a headache? Yeah, that's what that is.
Who do you
got excuses for days, man?
I got a headache. Early in the morning, this guy's getting me drunk over here.
We just drinking a little cognac, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He got you drunk, or you came in here and poured that yourself.
He poured it himself after a while.
Nah, I poured my own problem.
Right.
I'm just happy my dog.
He can pour it for me, too.
Yeah, I'm happy my dog got his album out.
Hey! Got a fucking album out! Oh, my God, I love it so much.
Are you worried? Do you care about, like, sales and all that?
Nah, man, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn sales, man. You know what I'm saying? You know me. Come on, man. If I would have wore some funny jeans and I would have been
funny jeans.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Spandex and shit, man. I would have been talking funny. I would have been if I wanted sales.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good though. But I don't care. I ain't here to change the world. I'm here to feed the streets, my brother. You know what I'm saying? The streets is hungry. It's a lot of hollow music out there that don't stick to your ribs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's no substance. And even though that's dinosaur nowadays, I don't give a fuck. I'll be a fucking dinosaur then. Goddamn. Cause I know I got a fan base. I got, you know what I mean, that support me in whatever I do. So I'm doing this for them. Next go round, I might win. Nah, I'm bullshit.
I don't think that's your lane. I think you should continue to give us those real street stories.
I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm making a living, a decent living. You know what I'm saying? A nice living off of being me. I don't have to fake in front and you know what I'm saying? I let the world know my mistakes. My shortcomings, and you know what I mean? I'm high and mighty. I never took an L. Nah, dog, we all take L's, man. You know what I'm saying? So I embrace my fuck-ups. Mm-hmm. I embrace mm-hmm. my mistakes. You know what I mean? And I learn from them, and I move forward. And that's my core fan base. They can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, fuck up too. Go ahead. Go fuck up. It's okay. Learn from it. Come back. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
Have you found that balance yet between the industry and the streets? Because we still see you from time to time bug out on some industry folk. I remember in particular when you went at Timberland after that little situation.
Hey, man, they just put the battery in my back. I just go. I'm a soldier. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know dog from a can of motherfucking piss. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, hey, man, somebody got a problem. Hey, who, what? Hey, Twitter. I don't Twitter. When you see me go bad on Twitter?
No Twitter beef.
I'm just following orders. You know what I'm saying? I'm a soldier like that.
But don't people feel like, okay, let me just make sure Gunplay, nothing happens because he is on probation. He's had some legal problems, so we don't even want you to have to go.
Yeah, what you saying?
No,
Who's saying that?
I'm just saying in general, I would think people around you would be like, we don't want you to have no issues if
yeah,
something goes wrong.
Yeah, but
let's make sure Gunplay don't get involved. And don't get mad.
I'm a grown-ass man. I do what I want. I don't get is what it is.
Even if they're looking out for you like Gunplay, no.
No. Put this is something away. I have to do, then I will do it. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I'm super focused. I stay away from anything that can bring me to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the best cure for anything is prevention. So
true.
I prevent everything from happening. You know what I'm saying? Before I even start. Right. You know what I mean? And I got a great team behind me. Shout out to Cook the Crook. Hey, Cook the Crook, man. Hey, man. Rocking the DC shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Over there, like, man, please don't shout me.
that my partner right there. You know what I'm saying? Out of Kara City, man. You know what I'm saying? And we been on this road the last 3 months, tired in the motherfucker, but it's all gonna pay off, man.
Who inspires Gunplay at this moment?
My hunger inspires me.
So you know no other saying? Artist musically?
Nah. No. You know what I'm saying? I don't really listen to nobody. You know what I mean? I march to the beat of my own drum. I motherfucking do what the fuck I want to do when the fuck I want to do it. And that's my motivation. Hunger. I still want to put out another album. I want to put out the Triple C album coming on the way. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Torch Breed. We doing that. And I just want to work, man. I just want to perfect my craft.
I like you because you never put yourself in a box. You do pop records when you want to.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You jump, you
yeah, know, I remember I called Envy. I know Envy was like, this motherfucker here, bugger. Hey, man, play. Hey, I got this record, man. It's like EDM-ish, but it's, you know I never make these calls, though. But you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? But
world,
you know,
is mine.
World is mine. The video is crazy, though. I swear, I shot this in the Mojave Desert in boxes in a mink and with boots. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I get bored with music sometimes. Get bored, just wants to do something different, whatever. You know what I mean?
And that's when you go big game hunting.
Yeah, that's when I stab a boar. I kill a pig. It's when we kill pigs.
Shoot that with a gun?
We got to run up on them with a knife and cut their heart. gotta stab him in the heart between
the
ribcage.
Look at face.
The stuff like that keep you from, like, stabbing somebody.
Somebody,
in the street.
Yeah. I'm basically take it out on the pig.
Yeah, just kill pigs.
Yeah, just kill pigs.
Good therapy.
Yeah. Pig killer for life.
Did you eat it?
Yeah. The backstrap. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta cut. They cut like in between, like right on both sides of the spine.
Yeah.
They cut the fat off the meat. You know what I'm saying? Then you chop that up, and you boil it up, and you make sure that it's nice and tender, and you throw some motherfucking seasoning on that motherfucker. Throw them off on the grill, and man, we working.
What about gator? You ever killed a gator in Florida?
That's my next thing.
Oh, God.
Gator hunt. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna club them, bink, right over the head. I can't shoot because I'm on probation, so I don't want them to be like.
So you out there primitive with it?
Yeah.
Man, love you, clubbing saying? Gators.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
So you can't even use a gun to hunt?
Hell no.
You can't touch a gun.
Man, I went. Do you understand? I was on probation for a gun charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 2000. I'm so retarded. I can't say that.
Uh-oh.
But I'm so retarded. I get a gun charge. Boom. All right. Paid a bunch of money. I had got probation for like 5 years, some shit like that. And 9 days before my motherfucking probation was up, I just said, gunplay, clean the house. Just clean your house up. Clean your house up. Stashed everything. Took everything that was in there. I said, you only got 9 days left before, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, my PO, doing a residence check. I'll be there in an hour. I'm like, all right, perfect, because everything's not in my house. Mine, she come down there. I'm at the front door, open up. It's hot outside. I come downstairs in my boxers. I don't even look outside. Open the door. They wanted to fill up on it. Like, I got boxes on, man. Ain't nothing here. What am I getting arrested for? They wouldn't tell me. And it was like, remember that video that you did? The guns at the gun range?
Uh-oh.
What was that shit? I forgot what it was. Cigar Fair and Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
That video when I brought all my guns and shit like that. And it was like, you went to the gun range and they assigned, you know, my name to go.
Wow.
So that my name, my everything was on that shit. Like, it was retarded, and they came and got me 9 days for my probation. So now I'm just, you know what I mean?
See, that's why you got to watch what you do online.
Yeah,
you
man.
Fuck with you offline.
Yep. Straight up, man. No guns, no nothing, man.
I'm glad in stores right now. Some positive. Yeah. The album's in stores right now.
I'm fucking album, man. Oh! I dropped the album. Oh, my fucking God.
Living Legend is in stores.
And I'm glad
right
Gunplay
now.
Wasn't in the house with Ross when Ross found that groundskeeper in there.
Hey, man. It's none of my business, man.
Living Legend in stores right now.
Rosé gonna be all right, just for the record.
Yes, he is. One time
these liars, these devils, they just want to bring a black man down. A successful, rich black man with the biggest house in America. They want to bring my man down. That's that bullshit.
Pick up the album, Living Legend, in stores right now. We appreciate you every time. And what happened to the positive words?
Wise words from Gunplay, man. We gotta get. Matter of fact,
he has some on his phone.
Wise words from Gunplay will be coming back to the Breakfast Club next
week.
Thank
you, man. You got one for us right now, man.
Only you got. Yeah, leave us with one.
Wise words from Gunplay. After you take a piss, and a little bit of dribbles out, and she still sucks your when she feels your boxes are wet with a little bit of piss, she's a keeper.
I don't know that we can play that.
Okay. God, Gunplay is spoken.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club Gunplay.
Yeah.